This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, May 1st. A one-year rally is quickly erased in the cattle market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
As we sat down in our booths here this morning, we took a look at the live cattle chart, and it's pretty brutal. We had a one-year-long rally. We probably gained about $20, and then overnight it seems like we've given, from the highs, half of that back, say $10. That's been pretty brutal, so keep an eye on that. We'd like to see, really, what was the reason for that, and that brings me to point number two. When we're searching for reasons out there, and sometimes we have to search pretty hard, but I don't think we have to on this one, is that we had the managed money, the funds. They were very long cattle futures on this rally, and it looks as though they started to kind of take some money off the table and kind of get rid of some of their longs and profit takes. So as they say, we go up the escalator down the shaft. This is going to be largely due to not fundamentals, but I think that we saw that managed money take some money off the table.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down 8.25 at 418.5. May corn was up 1.25 at 353.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 590. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were down 3.5, ranging from 556.25 to 581.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were down 0.5, ranging from 595.25 to 605.25. Live cattle for April were down $1.25 at 123.75. May feeder cattle were down $1.80 at 141.52.5. And April Class 3 milk was down a penny at 15.96.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report from the Ag Information Network.